Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
My name's Kelsey. I live in Texas. I love your show. I especially have enjoyed Harper. You're so awesome. You do a really good job, and you're very funny. I was just listening to y'all. I kind of binge listen most of the time while I work. I'm listening to Out of Luck, which was a classic episode where a gentleman had written in kind of thinking that your show was haunted or somehow brings on paranormal experiences, which kind of prompted me to call in. I've been meaning to call in anyway and tell y'all about a couple of really small experiences that have happened to me. I really haven't experienced too much in my life, but I definitely believe in all this stuff. And interestingly enough, I've had a couple of experiences over the last year that I just couldn't explain. I don't know if they're paranormal or not, but I know that both of them happened on nights that I listened to your show after dark. And I'm a little bit of a chicken, so I usually turn it off about the time it's getting dark and just switch to something a little more, you know, not ghostly. So these particular nights, the first one, I was driving to visit my ex-boyfriend in San Saba, Texas. So it's in the country, and it's kind of a country drive. It's pretty quiet. It's pretty dark. It's about an hour and a half from where I live. And I really was, like, into this episode, so I was like, I want to be brave today. Just keep on listening. So, you know, I'm driving in the dark. Nothing happened then. I was a little bit nervous, but I was enjoying it. So I get there. We hang out, go to sleep. All is normal until I get woken up, as does he, by the light bulb in his bedroom exploding. It exploded. It was loud. It shattered everywhere. It was like 2 a.m. He did have a fan, and the fan was on, but this was like a room built onto his grandparents' house. It was pretty new, nice. The fan, I checked, was like affixed all the way to the ceiling. It wasn't rattling or wobbling back and forth, anything like that. I was terrified. I didn't know what to think, but I had a very, very, very unsettled feeling. I think I nearly pushed him off the bed, just like scooching over, because I couldn't I couldn't breathe. I had to calm down. It took me maybe an hour to go back to sleep. And then the next day in the light, we looked, and, like, the light bulb didn't fall out. The metal part of it was still screwed in. It's just, like, got smashed or exploded or something. Anyway, couldn't make sense of it. It was very, very strange. He won't even talk about it. He doesn't like that stuff. I don't know if he doesn't believe it, but he didn't, you know. Anyway, he didn't want to discuss what might have caused that. So whatever, nothing else happened, and that was a normal weekend. I think it was maybe a month later I was listening to your show again after dark, because I was house-sitting for this lady who has three cats, and she was out of town, so I'm house-sitting, and her house is in downtown Austin. It's kind of an older, more possibly historical, and I don't know, but it gave me the creeps a little bit. I was listening to your show either way, went to head home, and once again, I was just really involved in an episode where usually I would turn it off. I have to finish this. So I just kept on listening. And so the drive home was normal. That was like, you know, 20, 30 minutes. I listened to it the rest of the way home. And I lived with my siblings at the time in a big house. And I had a normal evening, hung out with my little brother, went to bed. And then this night, out of nowhere, at maybe 1:30 or so, the fire alarm in my room starts going off. It was the only one in the house that started going off. And it woke me up out of a sleep, and I felt kind of unsettled about it. Like, that's weird. My brother was still awake, actually, which comforted me a lot. So he hears it going off and runs upstairs. Like, I heard him coming up the stairs. He had two dogs. I have one dog. So they were barking. My dog was barking from inside my room with me. She was startled too. So all this is just takes couple of seconds. I get out of bed, I'm just looking at the fire alarm, like, why is this going off? And I heard my brother come upstairs, so I opened the door. The second I touched the door handle and turned, it stopped. It went off. And it didn't go off again that night, and I have no idea what set it off. No other fire alarms in the house have done that, and it never happened again. So anyway, I don't know what that means. I think it's pretty interesting. I kind of like the theory that gentleman on the show was saying, that maybe just your fear kind of brings it on, because I do get scared. Like, I'll still enjoy things and I'll listen anyway, but it does scare me sometimes. And both of those nights, especially because I was in the car by myself, I think I was a little bit nervous, so I don't know if that kind of brings it on. But anyway, just wanted to share that with y'all. I really, really love your show so much. It brings me so much joy. I notice everybody's always thanking y'all for just having an outlet for this stuff. And I just totally agree. I love it. And love listening to all the good stuff. And hope y'all have a great day. I'll call back with some of my other teeny tiny weird occurrences later. Thanks. Bye.
If you want access to more Real Ghost Stories, become a premium subscriber to Real Ghost Stories Online. Sign up now through Apple Podcasts and try it for 3 days free. Not on Apple? Go to patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel. The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app, with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.